RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who are you talking to, intern Dom?
A fellow colleague, Joe.
That's redundant. And you shouldn't be talking to people during the show. Is Kabali there?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to bring him on.
I was waiting for you to not be talking to somebody during our radio show. There he is. Go to our YouTube channel, by the way. You can subscribe. It don't cost nothing. Go there through our website or just go straight to YouTube and watch. The numbers are skyrocketing because of people like this, the big boy, Mark Kabali. The Mark Kabali Report is brought to you by IC Light. How are you today, sir? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. What's up?
What's up? You and Dom fight like two old ladies.
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
He's been insulting me since the show started. What do you expect me to do? Not fight back?
I see that. He pulling out receipts and stuff from
he really was
4 months ago. Wow.
He came in here loaded for bear. Where would you like to start? Let's start with loser McBluewig, the idiot from Detroit. And what's going on here? And also, DK Metcalf, you know, not a good move, to put it mildly, costing himself perhaps millions of dollars, costing him his team perhaps a lot if we just learned that Jordan Love isn't playing. So that game is a toss-up as far as I'm concerned, which would mean the Steelers would really, you know, in order to avoid a one-game winner-take-all scenario against the Ravens very likely, then they would have to win in Cleveland without Metcalf. What do you make of this whole thing? What's the bigger story here, Mark?
Whew, I don't know if there is a big story. I mean, after Bluey McBluehair went with his lawyers there this afternoon, I don't think that did him very good in a court of public opinion of believing anything that he has said there. I don't know what he was actually wanted to get out of this. I know what he wants to get out of it. Of course, he wants some cash. I mean, he's probably going to sue everybody in the world over this to be able to make some cash. And that's, I think, the sad state that you're telling people. And that's why you would hate for him to get any money for this. It's just like, hey, be a jerk. Get under somebody's skin whichever way you can. Then I can profit off of it. But, I mean, I'm sure it's been told to you many a times when DK just – he can't allow that to happen. You can't put him in that situation.
No.
Don't punch down, in which he did. I mean, I guess not figuratively. Can't punch down to that because it doesn't benefit you whatsoever. He needed to walk away. He screwed up. He's paying the hefty price. But let's just hope Bluey McBluehair doesn't get some financial backing off of this, financial gain.
Mark, was there a security lack, what was it? Lack security on the part of the Steelers and or the Lions in that situation? It didn't seem to be a whole heck of a lot of people in that role between the bench and the crowd.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how that works. There's not a lot of people or a lot of times assigned to that. That would mostly be if it was would be stadium security more than Steelers security. Steelers security, there's a handful of people. I mean, maybe a handful, maybe less than that, maybe one or two people. And at that point, you're not looking at everybody at every time. Let's see if DK Metcalf's going back here and, you know, punching this guy out. I would say it's more stadium security than anything, but at that point it happened so quickly. I'm sure in the future the NFL will take a look at this and try to maybe beef up security more around the benches to prevent this stuff from happening. But, I mean, did you even get a good clear, Joe, of what was even said? All these videos are coming out. All I heard was, don't sign the jersey, and that's what I was looking for, or whatever. That's only words I heard out of everything. I have no idea
that and the
what triggered him.
And that was the goal. Although it's still kind of impossible to tell who's saying what at what point. Yeah. So I also find the videos sort of hard to, you know, point to and say that's definitive. Intern Dom, yeah. How about you with all the videos that came out?
Yeah, there's nothing definitive with any of the videos and any of the audio that came out. It's all just he said. It's all confusing, and I'm over it. It's a week of this, for God's sake.
But when a guy's making $130 million, he's just going to say, I'm over it too. Here's a couple bucks. Leave. Get out of here. And that's the ultimate probably goal of this guy. I didn't even hear any of that video of him calling him DeKalen. Have you? The first time I heard it was today when he was in front of his crack lawyer staff there, who had
were
him
you
on mute
that
for the
call?
First 8 minutes. No, it was on mute for 8 minutes. Nobody heard it.
But you were on it. You were on it though, waiting to ask a question.
No, I was unaware that it was on at that time. I was not. I saw it after the fact, but I saw the video. It's on the full video was on carried live by, I believe, not live on YouTube by Detroit station, and it was he. The blue guy, Kennedy, said one statement, and the lawyer did everything else for the next 10 minutes, so it was nothing really there.
All right, so no Metcalf for the next two games. What about the TJ Watt situation?
He was never going to play. He was never going to play this week.
Is he going to play next week if necessary?
I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, if necessary is a big thing. I mean, the Steelers were hoping that's not necessary so he can have another week off and get a little bit closer. But he just got on the field Wednesday. It was just basically, when they say walkthrough, it was basically a walkthrough. And, you know, the past 3 days were like that. So he's nowhere near in terms of revving it up to be able to get out on the field. So I said that a month ago or 3 weeks ago. If you get him back for the playoffs, you should be signed up for that right now. And I think I still stay with that.
Wow.
I mean, Herbig's back now. You got Sawyer, Herbig, Highsmith. You're feeling a little bit better about that position now than you did last week. So if you can get by it without another week, you know, might as well do it. I guess next week is a possibility depending on what it is. I'm not sure. But he was nowhere near this week doing it. There was no thought of him playing this week.
I just asked intern Dom if he wanted to ask you a question, and he waved me off like he's a pitcher and I'm his catcher. What's going on here?
No. I have a question. I didn't know if you were calling for something else.
I pointed at you. That means you next, and then you
got communication.
No,
pointing doesn't tell me anything.
Pointing?
It's like Terrell Austin and Minka Fitzpatrick or some bad communications going on here.
Mark, let me ask you.
I can't imagine making it any more clear that you were the next person to ask a question than blatantly pointing to you.
No, you were like angrily pointing, like I did something wrong.
All right, forget it.
Mark,
can you believe this guy? He goes to the David Morehouse School of Journalism at Syracuse.
I thought he went to the Andrew Filipponi School of Radio.
Could be the Tim Benn School of Journalism. What's going on there? But did you just break something?
No, I was just playing with a little. You remember Suda? What was it? Suda something? Whatever those little things that came in this thing, Jeff?
Sudafed, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why this is on my desk, but I was just putzing around with it while you were yelling with, arguing with intern Dom.
What was your best Christmas gift, big boy? Did you get any
peace and quiet?
Yeah, that's always a good one.
Go ahead.
Certainly
not getting
that in this interview.
What?
I said he's certainly not getting peace and quiet in this interview.
Go ahead.
Mark, do you think that the Steelers are in danger of losing Arthur Smith to a head coaching job?
No, I don't think so. Let's what was that, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, everybody wanted to run him out of town. I mean, the way I look at the Steelers at now is everybody loves where they're at right now, and I do too. I mean, who saw this coming? But a poor loss in Cleveland, I mean, I think they're back to square one, aren't they? I mean, if they have to go to week 18 and win that game, people are going to complain, say get rid of Tomlin, get rid of Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith has been on a burner, man. He's been calling some nice plays, but that tends to happen when you have a quarterback who's able to do what he's been able to do as well. I mean, this is – Joe, I don't remember. I mean, you've been around longer than me, maybe a little bit. It's 180 this late in the season. I've never seen a team like this, the Steelers team, do a 180 like this.
Now, this is crazy. It is.
I mean, I wrote them off after the Buffalo game. I'm like, done. This is the worst team I've ever seen.
Everybody in America did.
They have nothing.
Everybody in America did, and I wouldn't be shocked to learn that within that locker room there are people like, maybe we're just not very good, but people like Rodgers, I think, Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, I think they lit the path here. I really do.
I think a lot has to do with the quarterback, just not his play, which has helped a ton. But just the way he carries himself, the way he interacts, the way he leads, that's something I don't think we've ever seen here. I mean, he doesn't lead like Ben used to lead. It's just a different mentality that he goes by here, and it's worked. I mean, like I said, it doesn't help that he's been playing extremely good ball as of late as well. And as long as he keeps playing like this, I mean, you have to like their chances.
Dom, I'd ask you to ask another question, but I don't know how to. You're incapable of taking nonverbal signals. Would you like to ask another one?
Mark, so we saw the news earlier this week that the Chiefs are now moving into a domed stadium. Do you think that the Steelers could be following suit? I feel like you get asked this a lot, but now it feels relevant.
I would hope not. I mean, Cleveland's moving into one in, what, four or five years as well. There's apparently some worry up there that it's going to change their fan base to more of a corporate base, I guess, not a rabid fan base or not. We'll see, because of the indoor facility and the amenities. So let's hope that's not happening. If it's up to Art Rooney, I highly doubt he would want an indoor stadium. I mean, I guess you can do it to a degree that can – help both, you know, just put some sort of retractable cover or something on the terrible days. If this is all about more, you know, being able to host events in January, February, and March, then I'm like all for it. But if you're able to open that sucker up at all regards, you know, no matter what's happening in December, that's the way you want to go. But there's just, I mean, that's a long way away, and let's hope that doesn't happen. I don't know where they'd put it at. I don't know how they'd pay for it. On and on and on. I think, honestly, they're going to stay in Heinz Field here, or Acrisure, for a good bit longer, even though, what are we at, 25 years now?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it? So, all right, Mark Cabali, the big boy of the Pat McAfee Show, fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So how do you think this plays out? Do you think that the Ravens lose on Saturday night? And if so, how does Mike Tomlin play it the next day?
I think there's a good chance they lose. I mean, first of all, Ravens aren't very good. Lamar's not playing. There's some potentially internal strife there. So why? They're going to Green Bay. I don't care who's quarterbacking up there. Who saw Kansas City playing Denver like they did yesterday? Who saw Minnesota being able to whip up Detroit like that? Things tend to happen like that this time of the year. So I wouldn't be shocked if Green Bay wins this game, which would be kind of, you know, I don't know if I really want to see that, because if you're a Steelers fan, if you're a Steelers player, you want to see them pull out those running the North championship jerseys in Cleveland on the field, in the locker room. Be able to celebrate. What are they going to do? Wake everybody up at a wake up call at midnight at a hotel outside of Cleveland and say, hey, we're champs. So let's hope not that. But if it comes down to it and they do clinch it before Sunday, I think the majority of the players will play, but I think it'll be a quick hook for some of them.
Like, you know, who? Rodgers?
I don't think you let Rodgers go past half. I don't think you let like Ramsey. It depends on the depth at some of those positions as well. I mean, maybe you get Zach Frazier out because his ankles was bothering him for a while. His legs been bothering him for a little bit. You can't go across the board. You have to prepare for this, Joe, as this game means the world to you. You can't just say, okay, let's think. If we lose here, we can do this. You can't really think about that. I guess you have to have a running plan in your head, but you can't really put that into place.
Well, why not? I mean, isn't the overriding concern good health? Like, I don't know that I'd put Rodgers on the field, and then Caleb Johnson, is he going to get a helmet anyway? Make him your running back? And definitely get Cam off the field. Would you agree with that?
Yes,
Cam doesn't play.
There's another one, definitely. But I would imagine those guys are going to, regardless of the outcome of Saturday, that they would play some.
Yeah.
I don't think they would be totally just like – you know, healthy scratch, so to speak. You know, I just don't see that happening. Now, the week later, yes, everybody and their grandmother's not playing. You know, you'd have to play some offensive lineman, I guess. Like I say, Amalu, would you play him? No, I wouldn't play him. Even if they win on Sunday or Saturday, and they have to play on Sunday, I wouldn't play him that much. So I think it's a work in progress. I put it this way. I wouldn't put too much thought into it if I was Mike Tomlin with a coaching staff meeting.
Yeah.
Who should we sit and who we shouldn't sit? He should have in the back of his mind of what he would want to do and just move forward if that happens.
Do you think we'll see Will Howard if you know, the final game, if it's meaningless?
No, I don't think that would happen. I think that would be disrespectful for Mason Rudolph, and I don't think they would do that.
Well, what if Mason gets some playing time in this game?
I just don't see it. I don't think you – to me, you – would put him in a position of failure. I mean, he has not taken any snaps. He's taken probably zero first-team reps. He's taken no preseason snaps. Straight out of college, don't throw him in there for the Wolves. Let him do his stuff next year. I'm more than happy to see what he has next year. Mason's been that good soldier, being that guy that, you know, helps out Rodgers, being the number two, taking all those reps. Give him the start, and I think that's what they would do.
All right. Are you staying for the hour?
I can do whatever you guys want.
I would like that. Let's take a closer look at some of the issues position by position here as we head into the Cleveland game. Dom, you're looking at me with a look of great concern.
No, not at all. I'm glad Mark's staying on.
So am I. Did you hear him sip that drink? That made for great audio.
It's the old Sheetz drink. I don't know where it was from. I don't know where it's from. I'm not allowed to say that type of stuff. It was from Iron City Brewery. That's where it's from.
You're drunk?
No.
Is he
done? Iron City? No.
No, I think he's fine.
All right.
He has the Iron City hat on, though. It's a very nice hat.
Yeah, you know what? Because I don't know who your guys' sponsors are, so I went back to the one that I knew, the Pittsburgh Brewing Company. So,
Dom no-sold this one and also had which made for another awkward moment on the show. What did you think of Aaron Rodgers' gifts to his teammates? What do you call them? Buggies? What are they?
Side by sides.
Side by sides. I never knew that phrase until this morning, but okay.
Well, something tells me that Zach Frazier has ridden one before. Someone tells me that Mason McCormick has rode one before. Mr. South Dakota and West Virginia. But that's more of an off-road vehicle, I guess. But put it this way. Okay, a lot of people spend a lot of money on gifts, quarterbacks for their offensive linemen. This was, you know, this ain't chump change.
But $20,000 a pop.
Yeah, he's probably paid, you know, I'm sure he got a little bit of a discount on him or whatever. But just to be in tune what you get your offensive linemen. I mean, I think, nothing against Russell Wilson, but I think he got him like trips to Cancun or Gucci bags last year.
Wait a second. If I had a choice of a trip to Cancun or a side-by-side vehicle that I'm never going to ride, I'm going to Cancun 100 times out of 100, aren't you, Don?
But you're not an offensive lineman in the NFL either.
Offensive lineman would, too, go to Cancun over that. Plus, that's just as expensive, if not more so.
Yes.
This guy's lost his mind, Dom.
No, I would take the side-by-side.
What?
Once you go on that vacation a week later, you're done. It's gone.
Where are you going to take the side-by-side?
You know, up the Shady Side. I don't know. Sorrel Hill.
Yeah, that'd look good.
I told you, you can ride them on the street.
Dom says you can ride these legally on any street. Do you agree with that? And he also said you can ride any electric
a motorized vehicle,
vehicle motorized with vehicle with seatbelts on any street. Is that true?
I'm sure that Siri would tell you, but I know once you get on the highway, it says motorized vehicles only, right? What do we consider a motor nowadays? E-bike?
Yeah, people ride bikes all the time on the streets. Why can't we take side-by-sides or golf carts?
Can you ride a tank on the street? What if you bought an army tank?
Sure.
Just go out and ride it.
I'm pretty sure that like a dirt bike is not a legal street vehicle.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's a regular dirt bike.
Yeah, people ride bikes all the time on streets.
I don't think that's legal, though. I don't think that's legal.
Do you two know each other well?
Who, Mark and I?
Oh, we're great friends.
Very good friends.
All right. I didn't know. You seemed a little reserved compared to your normal self with other people. This is the guy who called me a fraud today and Pompiani a loser.
Well, Mark hasn't said anything fraudulent. In fact, Mark was one of the few people who was with me being pro-Rodgers going into the year.
I'm all pro-Rodgers. I had the Steelers go into the divisional round. But you don't want to see the rest of my picks, preseason picks for the playoffs. They're pretty ugly. But I did have the Steelers losing to the Chiefs of all people in the AFC divisional round.
I had the Broncos winning that division, and I think that's the only thing I picked right this year. I had Bo Nix as the MVP. He looked pretty good again, didn't he?
Joe, I had the Lions beating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
I think I had Lions-Ravens, so we're just as bad. And so did the rest of America, Mark.
Yes,
nobody had the Bears on top of the or the Patriots, you know, as one seeds or two seeds. Nobody did.
This backtracking of you, Joe, I know Dom doesn't like this, but I think you found a little loophole in the, you know, me being wrong. I could backtrack and just say, well, it's different information. I think you found a little loophole in this all.
What do you mean?
Well, when you're wrong, you just say, well, the information's changed.
Yeah. We're all wrong.
Instead of being wrong.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. So what am I supposed to do then? Not pick them to win a – should I – if the Steelers make the playoffs, should I say I'm not allowed to pick because I didn't
– Okay. Let's do hypothetical. They lose to the Browns.
Yeah.
And they try to win. Then they end up beating the Ravens. Just say they lose to the Browns.
Yeah.
Are you still picking them to win? Go to the AFC Championship game?
We'll see about that. We'll see about that. When you saw them lose to the Bills, you then picked them to lose to the Dolphins.
I picked them to lose every single game after that.
Obviously changed your mind. Why am I the only one here?
Well, they changed my mind, but
you weren't picking them to win a divisional playoff game after the Bills lost.
But you know what I did say from the beginning? I said
yes
about Aaron Rodgers is maybe he's the same guy as Mason Rudolph talent-wise right now, but I want to see Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. I said that.
Let's not get distracted here. After they lost to the Bills, there's no way you were picking them to win. Go to the divisional round.
But he was not healthy either.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying what you said. You picked them to lose to the Dolphins.
I picked them to lose to the Dolphins. I picked them to lose to the Ravens. I picked them to lose to the Lions.
That's my only point is things change based on information. Yes, of course. Now, if let's say
I think you got a loophole.
Let's say
I think Joe's a fraud.
Let's say the Steelers lose and Rodgers gets injured. What am I supposed to do? Stick to my opinion of they're going to the Super Bowl? Then that's ridiculous.
Loophole.
Well, that's not a loophole. That's an injury.
And yeah, also, what happens on the field?
Mark was predicting games. I'm sure if we asked
him. Oh, now you're sticking up for Kabali.
No, I'm sure if we asked Mark in August who's going to win week whatever, Steelers Lions, he would have said Lions. That's not backpedaling. That's just making a prediction.
I don't know.
I said Lions yesterday, last week, too. So
I'm tired.
I was about a yard short of that, right?
Yeah, it was a horrible pick.
Now, if they would have lost that game in incredible fashion last week, would that have changed your mind?
I don't know. Now I'm confused. All I know is I've watched the Steelers the last 3 weeks, and my opinion of them has changed. Just like they watched Darius Slay, and their opinion of him changed. Correct? Watched Russell Wilson like we all did last year. And at one point when he was 5-1 and tossing the ball around, the old moon ball, I and others were saying this might work out even next year. Like this is their guy. He's playing really well. And then guess what? Then he didn't for a stretch of time. And then all of our opinions changed. That's sports.
Maybe,
in a nutshell.
Maybe
this guy Dom acts like he sticks to his opinions no matter what.
Oh, I do. Don't you start. Yes, I do. I stick to all my predictions. I've been sticking to my Caleb Williams prediction for 2.5 years, and it turned out right.
He said, he says Caleb Williams is better than Patrick Mahomes. You with him there, Kabali?
Right now? No. Oh, it might be right now because one doesn't have a leg, but... you know what? There's a lot of question marks in these playoffs with quarterbacks who've played well, but yeah. I need to see it in the playoffs type of situation.
You know? Is Rodgers one of them for you?
No, because we know what he can do in the playoffs. It's Bo Nix. It's Drake May. It's Caleb Williams. It's Sam Darnold.
Everybody laughed at me when I picked Bo Nix as the MVP. Nobody's laughing now, although he's not the MVP. Guess what? In their first two seasons in the league, running and passing touchdowns, Josh Allen has the most of any quarterback in history. Bo Nix has the second most combined.
Oh, you wrote them off about a month ago, didn't you?
Oh.
You're like, the Bills are the worst team. I've seen this for 40 years. They'll never win.
The Bills are not going to win.
You also said the Bengals were going to have the best chance to win the AFC North, too. I remember that about a month ago.
Oh, my God. What is this? Starkey cold takes. This guy has more cold takes than Skip Bayless, and he's calling me out?
Burrow. When Burrow come back, you're like, I'm telling you, they're going to win this division. I don't think they've won since. Well, they won last week.
I did not say the Bengals were going to win the
yes,
division.
Yes, you did.
No,
get
I did
Dawn.
Not.
Have,
I never made that prediction.
On this.
I think I phrased it as I wouldn't be surprised if they came back and won.
Oh,
that's around the time that you were picking the Dolphins over the Steelers. You want to talk about a cold take?
We were close.
By the way, Joe, you're also talking highly about the Broncos. You just said like an hour ago that the Steelers would beat them in a playoff game.
Yes.
So what are you talking about? You're hedging your bets. Mark, you're on
this
it today.
Is unbelievable.
Kabali's 100%. That's what you're doing.
Because
can't be wrong.
I was right about the Broncos winning the AFC West. Bo Nix doesn't look like a horrible MVP pick. He might still wind up with 30 touchdowns, by the way, and about 8 more running. I can't then also say I think the Steelers will beat them in a playoff game?
No.
Oh, okay.
Also, didn't you say the Chargers could win the division? What are you talking about?
Yes, they could. They could still win the division.
Man, you are just all over the place with your takes here.
This guy.
Well, you know, I haven't heard him bring up the name Jackson Dart in a while. I think that was
that
10 straight
too.
Losses.
All right.
9 straight losses.
I already admitted on that one. I don't think I'm wrong necessarily there. But Derek Harmon looks like a monster. And Jackson Dart, his coach changed. All right, you know what? During this brief intermission, I'm going to make a list of all your cold takes from the year.
I don't think you got to be.
And then
intern
Dom has the worst takes of anybody in history. I'm getting called out by this guy.
Oh,
who's
yeah.
now at Syracuse longer than Carl Krauser was at Pitt.
Longer I was in college, too. I was in that 6.5-year program, too.
I was actually on an 8.5-year program. I went to Cortland State, University of Buffalo, Damon College, Duquesne, CCAC. I can't even remember where else. I think I went to 6 colleges. And this guy gets to go to the Morehouse School of Journalism. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Newhouse, Morehouse.
The Robert Newhouse School of Journalism.
Right.
And he thinks he's above us all, doesn't he?
No, I know. Yes, no, I do not. No, not at all.
He insulted Pomp. Did you hear about that?
If that happened, that's crossing the line. Pomp's royalty.
Crossing the line. I did not insult Pomp. I don't even know what the
initial... Everybody loves Pomp.
I love Pomp.
Nobody ever said a bad word about Pomp, ever, in the history of mankind.
Except for this guy right here.
Yep.
All right, big boy. We'll get back to you in a minute. Like I said, I want to get into maybe some season ending awards we can do with you, maybe some free association, all kinds of things for Marcus Kabali. What do they call this show? Is it the PM show or Pony and Mueller or both? Are they synonymous?
That's the PM team with Pony and Mueller.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you and Chris were just Starkey and Mueller.
Yeah. That was.
And then they got fancy with Pony and Mueller.
Right.
Yeah.
I was also, do you know all the iterations of this show in the afternoon?
Yes, I do. It was...
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Name them.
John Burton was on the show.
No, he was in the morning.
Really?
So you're wrong right away. It was Starkey. It was Seibel and Starkey.
Miller. Josh Miller.
It was Seibel and Starkey to start out with. Then off went Seibel. Then it was what was it? Miller and Starkey and Miller. Then it was Starkey, Miller, and Mueller. Then it was Starkey and Mueller. Then Starkey got moved to the midday show, and it was Cook and Joe, and now it's Pomp and Joe.
Man.
And soon enough, I'll be put out to pasture.
So you and Chris worked together for, what, like 5 years,
yeah,
just the two
like
of you?
That. Yeah. Did you listen back then?
I did. I don't know if I've told you this, but when I think of my earliest days listening to the station, I think of you in the afternoon.
You liked it?
Yeah. My dad would listen to you all the time. So I remember driving in our big old gray minivan, sitting in the back and hearing your voice in the afternoon.
Was it funny?
Yeah. I mean, at the time, I didn't really know what was going on, but I remember you had a very distinct...
subtle insult.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
I said, was it funny? You said yes, but at the time, I didn't really know what was going on.
No, like, I didn't
know...
You
have a way of subtly insulting me at every turn.
I just remember you had a very distinct voice, and I liked your voice. And so I remember you in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not insulting you.
Did you like, what was the thing, the 540 free-for-all?
The 540 free-for-all.
Yeah.
That I don't remember.
I'll tell you what's underrated is Cheez-Its.
Yeah, you've been snacking on those this entire show.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The big boy, Mark Cabali, joining the show here. I'm in for the guys, the PM guys. You have a New Year's resolution, big boy?
I don't know. I really haven't thought of that yet. I know a good one for you would be. When you say come on at 4 o'clock, don't call me at 4:25.
The Noah Constrictor went through that today. Yes, I apologize for that.
Well, you're getting better. Don't, I mean, I know Becky's been keeping you on the straight and narrow recently.
I think so, yes. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's with this story of the Steelers allegedly wanting to hold Myles Garrett? And Myles Garrett told somebody this, that, they say they want to hold me all the time and not let me get sacks. Well, they're doing a horrible job of it. He has five sacks in the last two games against them. What's the plan this week, and how big of a deal is it if he breaks the sack record against the Steelers?
I don't think they would prefer that to happen. I mean, if it's between that and Steelers winning the game, I mean, that's a no-brainer. But I mean, you have to stop Myles Garrett to even have a chance to win this game, too, because you've seen him take over games before.
Yeah, but I've also seen him get five sacks in a 38-10 loss. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the odds are that he's going to get the sack, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, let's face it, probably now it would be quite interesting if it was against Mason Rudolph. I mean, but that if Rudolph ends up coming in the game and it was a meaningless game, that would be quite interesting. But I know Dan Moore was able to hold him in check for the most part over his career, maybe not the last two games in Cleveland. But yeah, I think it's in the back of their mind. They would love – I mean, put it this way. If the game's in control, they just don't want to give up one of those, you know, sit-down Brett Favre sacks to Michael Strahan. So I think there's – to some degree, I think it does matter, yes. They don't want him to win – break the record against the Steelers.
Mark, if the Steelers do beat the Browns or if the Ravens lose, if the Steelers end up winning the division, Joe and I mentioned this earlier, do you expect ESPN to try to get the Steelers on the Monday night wild card game?
Ooh, I don't even know if they even have the shot, right? I think the other networks get their picks first, like the CBS's and whatnot. So typically the past couple of times, haven't they played that late Saturday game? That seems like a slot that they've been fit into a lot. So I think it's hard to tell right now because you don't know who's in and what the matchups might be. But I don't even know if they've ever played a Monday night playoff game.
Breaking news, I might add. I have a piece of breaking news. Kyle Whittingham has agreed to a 5-year deal to coach Michigan. How about that? Anybody? Opinions?
I hope they did their due diligence on him.
Well, I thought John Harbaugh was the perfect guy for the Michigan job, so I guess that's not happening.
John Harbaugh?
Yeah. Well, I think he's on his way out of Baltimore, and so I thought he would have slid in nicely.
You agree with that, big boy? How many of the AFC North coaches are done?
Just one. I think it might just be Harbaugh because you know what? To get your way quickly out of a organization is have some sort of feud with the star quarterback, and everything comes out of Boston. Baltimore is pointing towards there's a little bit of disconnect between the head coach and the quarterback. So who are you going to take? Who do you think they choose? This all-world MVP quarterback or the aging coach?
Yeah, I agree.
I think he could. I think he could be out. Yes, but I don't think Stefanski's going to go. I don't think Zach Taylor's going to go. So no, obviously Tomlin's not going to go. So I think it's only going to be one.
Well, let's go back to your TJ Watt opinion because that one is really standing out to me. So are you going to be surprised if he's back for a playoff game?
I wouldn't be shocked, but I put it this way. If he gets to the playoff game and they say no, I wouldn't be shocked at that. I just don't think he's going to play the rest of – I mean, there's a lot of people, national people, putting some spins on this like he had that opportunity to play this week. I'm telling you, when I tell you he had no chance of playing this week, and there was not a thought of him playing this week. I just don't know how you miss a month, have that type of surgery, and get ramped up for the Ravens game and say, I'm going to go out there and say, TJ, you can go out there, but we're only going to play you about 25% of the snaps. I think when he comes back, he's going to want to be 100%, and I don't think that's until January 13th, if that. To be honest with you, I don't know. He looks to me, I mean, rightfully so. He looks he might have dropped a couple pounds. To me, that's maybe it's just his buzz cut. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but he looked like he dropped a couple pounds. And that would be, I mean, he went through surgery, so of course something like that would happen. So I think it's going to take a while for him to get built up back to game strength. And I think it's going to take a couple more weeks.
In the meantime, on the other side of the ball, is Dylan Cook their starting left tackle moving forward? And might it get to the point where he's the guy that causes them not to give Broderick Jones his fifth year?
I still don't think Broderick was going to get his fifth year regardless, honestly. I mean, I have to look this up, but I'm pretty sure we have to go all the way back. What's 5-6 years since they picked up a fifth-year option? They just haven't done it in a while. Just let him play out his fourth year.
Well, they would if they loved the guys they drafted, they would have.
Well, who was the last guy they picked up? I can't even remember, man. We're looking, I don't even want to say Hayward. It was somebody had to be after Hayward. Probably what?
Bud Dupree's?
No.
Yes, they did.
They made him put. I thought they waited the fifth year, then signed him.
You might be right about that.
They didn't pick him up, so I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, at this point, two games, there were two spectacular games by Dylan Cook, so you have to keep that in mind. But I think you bring him back, Broderick Jones back next year, and have him, you know, battle with Dylan Cook. You know,
were you at the game in Detroit?
Yes, I was. Very loud there, but it's an outside press box, so.
You seen a crazier ending than that one?
Well, you know what was so crazy about that ending? The 2.5 minutes or whatever it was, it felt like 10.
Did you think that they won? Did you think when the announcement came on that it was Lions winning? Because a lot of the fans clearly did.
You know why? Because, once again, it was an outdoor press box. It wasn't covered up so you could hear all the crowd. The crowd's right there. So when he said, after further review, a touchdown, the place went nuts. So you could not hear inside the stadium anything after he said touchdown. I think you could hear it on the broadcast, though, right? You could hear the rest of what he said. You couldn't hear it in the stadium. And I was like, what's going on? Because it made no sense. I mean, not only was he didn't get in, you knew it was a pass interference. And you, to me, two things. It was his forward progress was stopped. And somebody blew the whistle because – every single person stopped at the same exact time, too, before he pitched it. So it was just really wacky. I don't think I have seen any. The only thing that would have been almost as close if Antonio didn't step out of bounds on the old Miami pitchback play. What was that, 7-8 years ago in the snow? They kept pitching and pitching. He stepped out of bounds right before he scored. But that's one of the crazier ones you're going to see. Uh-oh.
Mark, let me...
Awkward silence.
This guy's falling asleep back here.
It's
unbelievable. Every time I look back, you look like you're bored beyond tears.
That is just so not
then
true.
Then why, when it came to your turn, did you have nothing to say?
Because I don't want to interject myself into the interview.
Why? You're part of the interview. You have been since he came on.
And I appreciate that. I just want to make sure that I'm not overstepping. But Mark, let me ask you... And
that doesn't seem like that's bothered you in the past there, Dom.
Exactly.
Well, that's not a bad point. All right. So I'm going to try and word this as best I can. Who do you think could be the biggest name at quarterback that the Steelers could potentially try to look for in 2026 to be their guy, whether it's through trade, free agency,
let's get to this.
His, retirement?
In our horrible Dom hot takes segment earlier, he thinks Joe Burrow is going to be their quarterback next year, the Steelers quarterback.
No, I said it should be Joe Burrow.
I mean, a lot of people would want to have Joe Burrow, but no, I don't think Joe Burrow. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if it was Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
At this point, how can't you welcome him back while you try to prepare for the future? If it's you're not going to get one of those top two quarterbacks, right? I mean, aren't they going 1 and 2? Depends on who it is, Indiana, Oregon guys. After that, it's a crapshoot, so I wouldn't take any of them. Wait till next year. Hopefully, Will Howard, Mason Rudolph, whatever, run it back again. I'm not interested in Kyler Murray. I'm not interested in
Daniel Jones.
Mac Jones. Daniel Jones has torn Achilles. I mean, who's out there that you would really want free agent wise, trade wise? Of course, if you want Burrow, sure, I would love to have him. Come on over. But I don't think that's possible.
How about Big Ben retiring?
Honestly, he's in better shape now than he was probably 5 years ago. He could probably do what Phillip Rivers does. Phillip Rivers, man. Whew. He might be out of shape. He might be off the couch, but he can still wing that ball. He was pretty impressive the other night, even though the Colts lost. So,
all right.
You know what Big Ben gave the offensive lineman 1 year?
What?
I think he gave him a bottle of wine and a cigar.
Well, that depends on how expensive the wine is, right?
True. It wasn't I better not even say it.
Boone's Farm?
One of Pouncey's wine, he said it was just, don't worry, it's just like Erie grapes, so it doesn't really, it's not that very good. It was his own company.
He had a grape company?
He has a wine company, but I guess apparently the grapes come from Erie or up around there. So
there's some good wine country up there. Or grape country, anyway. Yeah. Or out around Erie and right past that, Erie toward what do they call it? Chautauqua, that area.
I'm doubting that it's the same quality of grapes you find in the hills in Italy. So I'm just saying.
All right. I guess you have to do two predictions. One prediction if the Steelers need the game against the Browns, or, you know, if the Ravens win the night before anyway. And the second prediction is if the Steelers have already clinched. Give me two separate game predictions here, big boy.
Well, first of all, I do think the Packers are going to win that game, so it's going to make it, as the great Bill Carr once said, a moot point, that Sunday game. But if that does not happen, I think the Steelers take care of their business. I say that Week 18 game is meaningless by either tomorrow night at midnight or 11:30 or at worst case 4 o'clock on Sunday. Rest everybody. And you really, I think the rest is huge, Joe.
So
if it's
I.
not next, I mean, that puts you in a different stratosphere, man. It puts you in a, you know, a first round bye type of mentality, especially with this AFC. You get a bye, you get some of those guys an extra week of rest.
Great stuff.
I would think that you would like their chances in the first round, regardless of who they play.
How about the Raiders sitting Max Crosby with the top pick at stake? Did you guys see this story?
They did the same thing to Brock Bowers 2 days ago. They set him down too. Tanking for Tua, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do, I think, at this point in the year. Would you agree, Dom?
Yeah. The way that the draft is structured, it encourages tanking. So at this point, why not? I bet the Jets regret not tanking for Trevor Lawrence a few years ago. So that's a tale now that you can look to and say, we don't want to do that. A cautionary tale.
Were you going to give me two predictions, big boy, or not?
What's the other prediction? I thought I gave you one.
One if they need the game, one if they don't.
I mean, if they need the game, they don't. What game are we talking about? The Browns? They don't need it, but it would.
You know
go
what
a
I mean?
Way.
One if the division's clinched, and one if it's not yet.
I told you. I said the Packers are going to win.
No, the Steeler game. I want you to predict.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. I think they're
going to
win either
way. Has this guy gone nuts too, Dom?
It doesn't matter. I can understand, Dom. You know, I can understand your frustration. Joe's driving me nuts. What he's talking about.
Thank you.
A prediction on the game. The game is the Steeler game, right?
Regardless, they're going to win.
Okay. Would you like to give me a score?
Matter.
Any details? Close? Not
27
close?
27-7.
No matter what. I think whether it's starters or backups.
Starters or backups. Mason will make you a believer again.
Thank you, big boy.
If it comes down to that. Man, my head hurts after this one.
Thank you, big boy.
As Bill Cowher, as Mike Tomlin said, you guys really getting on my nerves today.
See you, buddy.
All right, we'll see you guys.
What a man he is, huh, Dom?
I love Mark. He unfollowed me on Twitter, but I still love him.
Why didn't we talk about that?
That's the holidays.
All right. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy with a chance of rain. Well, that says tonight. Okay. Low of 46. Tomorrow, cloudy all day, high of 43. Troy Polamalu. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Up next, I want to talk Pirates. I mean, we have to talk about them here. They just signed 2 All-Stars in 6 days. You want to talk about me changing my mind on stuff? What am I supposed to do? Say the Pirates don't do anything in the offseason, even though now they have? Am I backpedaling again, Dom? Or should I say they've done something?
I'll let you know in the next segment.
All right. We'll talk about it next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.